31 White Alice stations were developed in Alaska during the Cold War. The Anvil Mountain Towers north of Nome are the only White Alice towers still standing in the state. And just last week, the Air Force received directives from the Native Corporation that will take ownership of the land to remove the towers. Those towers, to some, represent a portion of not just Nome's history, but the world's. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has more.
The Air Force and the Army Corps of Engineers are in the process of cleaning up the formerly used defense sites throughout Alaska as part of a large remediation project. When the Air Force announced in the late 90s that the White Alice Towers north of Nome were to be taken down, it was met with large public outcry. The towers were built in 1956 and have served as a historical reminder of the World War and as a local landmark. John Handeland is chair of the Nome Museum and Library Commission.
You know, there are many of these White Alice sites that were in place around Alaska, but the four towers here in Nome are all that remain. And they're an important era in our history, not just of our community, but of our world.
The Sitnisaw Native Corporation, the for-profit Native corporation in Nome, is slated to take ownership of the former White Alice site. The Air Force, understanding a land agreement was in the works, removed asbestos-laden panels this summer, leaving the skeletons of the towers for the city of Nome to work with. But negotiations between the city of Nome and Sitnisaw started 2 years ago, first with a land trade agreement, and recently, a land lease agreement. After 2 years without an agreement, the Sitnisaw Board of Directors voted last Tuesday to take the towers down. The Native Corporation, again, is to take ownership of the 11-acre site through the Alaska Land Transfer Acceleration Act. Board President Chuck Fagerstrom says the board believes the land will be a valuable site for telecommunications.
The Board of Directors did not wish to obligate future board of directors and shareholders to any risk of personal injury lawsuits or financial liabilities.
And John Handeland with the Nome Museum and Library Commission says he remains optimistic Sitnisaw will allow the city to enter discussion and hopes the vote can be reversed.
Together, in continuing spirit of cooperation, I'm confident that a creative solution can be developed to ensure that Sitnisaw's concerns and interests are addressed, and yet the towers can remain for the people of Nome and as well as the visitors to our community.
However, looking at the land as a potential telecommunications site, Fagerstrom says taking down the towers is in the best interest of Sitnisaw shareholders. Fagerstrom says the Sitnisaw Native Corporation has been in communication with the Air Force.
Shortly after the vote was taken, we communicated with their representative. He was in town, and we informed him of that vote.
Steve Hunt is the remedial project manager for the Anvil Mountain site and throughout the state of Alaska. Phone calls and emails had not been returned regarding their plan for the towers. The Air Force had planned on completing their remediation efforts at the Anvil Mountain site next month. 31 such White Alice sites were established during the Cold War, and by the 1970s, most of the system was deactivated. The technology was replaced by satellite communication. Reporting in Nome.